Hey, PFF listeners, you can find us every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Experience your drives in 10K with the all-new QI10 Max driver from our friends at TaylorMade. QI10 Max is the most forgiving driver TaylorMade has ever made, with 10K MOI for maximum stability and forgiveness at impact. More forgiveness means more long and straight drives, even on off-center strikes. The days of missing the fairway are numbered. Shop the QI10 Max, QI10, and QI10 LS drivers, plus schedule a custom fitting at TaylorMadeGolf.com.
Beard Guys delivers high-quality badass beard care that will help you finally unleash your beast. With products that cleanse, moisturize, and style your facial hair, your beard will finally be getting the love and attention it desperately needs. Take care of your beard with Beard Guy's best-selling products like the Beard Wash and Tame, Beard Balm, and Beard Oil. Whether you're growing your beard out for the first time or a seasoned pro, craft your beard to perfection with Beard Guy's. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
All right, BFFs, another episode. We got Bryce Hall joining us. It's supposed to be with Josh, overslept, but you got a crystal clear Zoom, so we're good.
Yeah, what's wrong with you, man?
First off, you know I don't wake up to alarms ever. And it's also, you guys should just get it a little later.
I don't disagree with that.
We do it so early for them.
I always forget about that. I don't know. I think it's primarily, Josh, probably your schedule is like wild.
I feel like it's a little bit on me because I'm doing other stuff during the day. So it's like, this is the time when I can kind of cut out an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to us. We could do it later. It doesn't matter at all. But that is, I always forget that with guests on the West Coast that we're doing it like super early.
Yeah, yeah, I'll take it.
Like, at least I walked right over from my bed and just, I was like, all right, here we go. I just moved in yesterday and I got all my stuff situated, so.
So that's the new Sway house now?
Sway isn't a thing. It's just me.
Sway's dead. Like, and we've been talking about you nonstop. You're like the lead headline guy here, so we're glad you're on. I think, is this the third or you're the number one recurring guest we got?
Yeah.
Yeah, the third time.
Third
I
time,
think.
Yeah.
Yeah, third. Really? All right. So what we've talked about it, the Sway, what you put on a thing, and now we have you on. Is there does anyone care, or like who are you living with? We've gotten Josh's take on it, and since I've been involved with you guys, I've always felt like it was kind of falling apart if it was ever a thing. So I've never really seen it as a huge thing, but it's on our headline sheet every day. So is it?
Sway, you're right. It's been kind of like falling apart for a while, especially since the reality show, and then Last Straw. Or the last string, you could say, would be me, Noah, and Blake. And then that last string just went out the fucking window. So it's just completely done now.
But
and
you guys,
it was really awkward because after that whole altercation, we had a photo shoot the 2 days after it. So I was like, oh, that's...
And you're talking about looking for a house, right, together?
Yeah, no, I texted them both in a group chat, just kind of saying, like, yo, I'm looking at houses. If you guys want to get another place together, Noah responds. Blake just blatantly ignores it. I texted him individually, blatantly ignored me. So I was like, all right, well, that was cool. Knew you for 7 years and blew you up. But
did he say yes and then just went dark? Or were you like, do you guys want to live together? He just didn't respond.
No, so Noah was like kind of saying like he doesn't know what he wants to do. It's either he wants to get a place by himself or just kind of like a different like area just to breathe. So I was like, I fully understand it. But Blake just completely ignored me.
So Noah was up kind of actually upfront about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's why I haven't said one bad thing about Noah.
So right, you fought. Right. So this is real, like real bad blood. You and Blake Gray. Well, you definitely to him. You don't like him.
I mean, I wouldn't say like there's bad blood. I just am not going to associate it.
So, like, when we pulled up, so, like, you were touching on this for a second. Dave, I don't know if you saw, but that picture of all of us in a gym. So, we have this line that's coming out that has to do with gym products, and we're all at this shoot. Bryce is, like, the first one to show up with Noah and Blake. Like, it just happens they're the first three guys there. Bryce, was it just awkward as fuck for, like, the first 15 minutes before me and Griff came, or what?
Yeah, I'm kind of pissed that you guys, like, took so long to show up. That's why, like, I also coordinating with them. I was like, yo, what time are you going to get there? Because I don't want to be like the only fucker there. And just make it like super awkward. And the timing couldn't have been even more worse. So I was like, I got there. I was there for probably 10 minutes by myself with them too. And then you guys showed up and it was just, I didn't say one word. We didn't even.
Yeah, this guy was just like, this guy was just standing. I get there and this guy's just standing nervously by like the sushi tray, like farting
nervous,
and stuff.
Okay. Nervous. Don't ever say
bro,
that.
You had nervous farts the entire time, did you not?
That was caffeine farts.
That's like the, you know what you guys are describing. It's like the classic behind the music like story when they're still doing the shit together, but four different like
boy bands.
Yeah, when all they break that up. They're not talking. And how are you? I feel like you guys have gone back and forth, like super tight, then maybe not as tight. Obviously, he's on the show now. So where are you guys at? And even the Gruen thing. Like at one point, I feel like Gruen and you, Bryce, were like at each other's throats, and that seems to have passed. You guys are like clouds moving quickly. You don't know where you're at any point in time.
I think with me and Bryce, it was like it was the one big ordeal that kind of happened once, and it was like
which was just, what?
Pardon
that
me.
One big
what when it was like when it was had to do with the show, like the BFFs and reality show and everything and the filming. I think like we came into that situation. We kind of butted heads, stubborn ass guys. Like, and then after we took a second and kind of stepped away, and we were able to step away from also being like in each other's workspace and friend life every single day, all day. It just gave us like a perspective of being like, all right, kind of just acting like dumbasses. Like, let's just like move on.
Got it. So, well, and we can cut.
Do you
this.
Agree with that, Bryce, or no?
No, I would agree with that. All right. But me and Gruen. I don't even know how like we kind of rekindled. I mean, he, you know, typical Gruen, he was like, yo, let's go out to dinner sometime this week. And I was like, all right, let's do it. Let's go to, let me guess, Craig's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's his place.
I've been to Craig's once. He was there. He muscled the shit out of me. He picked up like my dinner just without even telling me. It's like,
he sunned the fuck out of you, eh?
Yeah. Gruen's got it. All right. Well, and we have this right. And it's on the subject, and if we don't even want to talk about it, because I don't know how much to talk, but it's Josh and Bryce, Annie Energy, meet and greet.
Mm.
The most recent one in North Carolina, right?
And I don't know what this means. Did Josh and Bryce not tip? What does that mean?
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Oh, my God, dude. We
So this is, like, I mean, we're going out. Obviously, we're at UNC, and we're going through kind of college town, visiting sororities and frats, dropping off Annie Energy. And we end up going to this one spot with a sorority or like a couple frats, just like having fun with Annie. And then I think, what was it, Bryce? You go and you ended up getting a drink at the bar, or like,
dude,
you got one shot or something.
You're asking me about this story time when I don't even remember it. No, like what happened was at the meet and greet the day after we did this bar thing. Apparently, this is what happened. I walk up to the bar, I buy a shot, and then I didn't tip. Which sounds very unrealistic because I tip very, very nice.
And not only that, even I've said this about tipping, even if I didn't want to tip, if you know you're in the public spotlight, people, if you don't tip, that's like the number one thing that
you
people
get
fucking kill you for. Mm-hmm. So you almost are forced to be like a crazy tipper
every time,
if people know who you are. So I tend to believe your story on this.
Yeah, so no, I did – I don't know if I did because I don't remember the situation, but I always tip really nice. And then there's like this app in North Carolina that the community just has, and they all just like,
is it? Yeah, Yik Yak. It just came back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Yik Yak for a while. Probably you guys are in diapers, but that app at one point was a life ruiner. Like everybody was
in
on
high
it,
school.
Just
it ruined lives.
Mad shit.
Well, that's what, like, 50 people came up to me and just was like, yo, everyone's talking shit about you on Yik Yak. I'm like, what the fuck is Yik Yak? I feel like a dad right now, not knowing, like, anything.
No, yeah, we were freaking out at the meet and greet, low-key, like, just, like, asking all these kids, like, yo, what's Yik Yak?
That is crazy. Like, it's like it's showing the full cycle of, because I know what Yik Yak is, and if it's hot in the streets, I thought it got, like, banned by like the government because people could just say anything and you were getting
anonymous,
anonymously. Yeah, that was
anonymous.
We just like went on the app because we downloaded the app, or Josh did, and then we were scrolling and all of them were just shitting on me.
Oh, it was like Bryce Hall just peed on an immigrant in front of like whatever school, like whatever frat. And Bryce Hall did, it was like the craziest things people were saying, like I've ever seen on this app.
But there's like stupid ones like that too on top of it.
Got it.
So it's like, was it a whole troll? I don't know.
It was like a trend to just hate on Bryce Hall and Yik Yak for that day.
I don't even know how you guys go out in like a frat environment. Like, Bree, you were doing your tour at Penn State, and it was wild.
Yeah.
And I love you, Bree, and you're like exploding. But you too?
Them, yeah, I know. I couldn't even imagine. But did you like drop your location and tell people to come, or were you kind of just showing up to frats without them knowing?
It was like... Oh, the frats and sororities.
Oh, we just showed up too.
Yeah, so it's a little different. Like people knew I was going to be there.
Huh? Dude, it was unreal. Like, I mean, like we would go in to these and shout out to a bunch of the sororities and frats too, because there were definitely like there were definitely some worries going into it. Like we've seen the videos of Bryce like having his hat fucking stolen and frats just like being a little intense sometimes or not messing with TikTokers. So. Guys were super sick, like bringing us in, playing die, playing pong, inviting us in and having a good time. But the girls is more where it was like actually crazy. Like if they're like ripping at you or grabbing you, like pictures on pictures, we had to have like a security guard each in there for a little bit. Like there was like some girl that was like kept trying to like put on my hat, take my hat. Like it was just, so that was the wilder side. I think I just left it.
Actually videos. So we have a bunch of videos, looks like, from the trip. So let's just go through them and see what we got. It starts with Josh checking out a girl. Sounds like
I saw that one.
Pretty basic human nature.
Right. Come on.
Yo, bro, who got you smiling like that? Like, kill the light, so baby, close your
eyes, the way you're looking. You can barely tell that.
I'm not gonna lie.
How?
Not gonna lie, though. She's kind of, you know, like
she's hot.
Yeah, she's hot.
You don't think so? bro, you can't say that online or something. Why are you stuttering?
I mean, I didn't want to, like, he ripped off the band-aid for me, but yeah, like, right. Good job, I guess.
Did Josh. did you thanks. Communicate with this girl after the fact?
No, I actually don't. I mean, I probably did check, like, she is a good looking girl, so I probably did check her out, but I don't really remember like being like, oh. So
I don't believe that. Like, that must have been like you looked and you're like, I'm gonna move on.
But in the video, you can't even tell. Like, look,
that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not like
I'll
slow
mo
like,
it.
No, you did.
It's like 0.5 seconds though.
It's right there. It's that pose.
Ready?
That they just
eyes
froze.
Go down.
That double.
Oh, right there.
Lock. No, go forward. Go forward. Go forward. Go forward. There.
Yeah.
Like the hand.
Oh
lock.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. Maybe I
you
did.
Step back. Yeah.
Yeah. You see back. The like hands come together too. Like.
Yeah. And I don't believe it. I think you probably
out of that fucking. The like camera angle, because I totally looked too. But yeah.
I actually saw you. I don't know. Maybe it's on here later. I saw you try to at Bryce, like the super hot ring girl from the Woodley
film. Oh, yeah. No, dude. I saw that you're commentating it, and then it would cut to the ring chicks, and they're just smiling, like really creepy next to the guy. Like this. But I was like, whoa, that one on the right. Hey, does anyone know?
Yeah, Bryce actually didn't stop talking about that girl the entire time.
So hot. There's actually
night.
A clip of Logan, too, like trying to hit on her in the middle of the thing.
Thank you very much. A great scene here inside the ring. Jake, congratulations on a great win. Was that tougher than you expected it to be?
Yeah.
Of course.
What's with Logan and Bryce, like, going after the same girls?
Yeah, you guys are consistently the blondes.
Yeah, they love that type.
Josh and Bryce get flashed.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. That sucked. Yeah, that was awful.
Oh my god, you're so hot!
Ray! Are you coming to Elon?
Coming for you!
Woo! There it is.
I mean, flash everyone.
Yeah, you can't see much on
that. Was slick by Bryce, though. He said, I'm coming for you. She's like, you coming to Elon?
That was actually me that said
that. Oh, that was Josh?
Oh, and then she pulled the shirt out.
Yeah.
Josh and Bryce go out at UNC. I can't imagine the chaos that. I mean, I get asked a million times, Josh, even when we're like, where are you? Like, people ask me that everywhere now.
There was a rumor at Penn State that I was bringing Josh out.
Oh, that would have been kind of nasty.
I know.
This was a gotcha hat. This is at UNC. Gotcha.
All right. I actually got my hat back from this girl. She didn't end up keeping it. I got it.
That's so annoying.
Do you care when people are just doing this to you?
I mean, like...
Oh, my... That was her?
Yeah. Do you remember who that was? Yeah, dude. She was being, like, super in our space the entire time.
80 times at this party. I'm, like, drunk. I'm drunk at this party. I'm with the two giant security guards and Josh. I kept feeling someone put their finger in my ear. And that's I remember? I just kept going, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It was that girl?
Yeah.
That's the culprit.
I'm going to need... Like,
do you care? Like, do you guys like that would eventually drive me probably insane.
I like the reason, like I just honestly, like, there were people like asking to have my hat, like they would be like, oh, can I wear your hat for a photo or whatever, right? And then they were like taking a picture, they were doing whatever, girls were just like taking it to be funny and like putting it back on my hat or like to flirt or something. I don't know, it's very like grade 2 flirt, you know what I mean? Like, you punch the girl in the arm that you like type shit.
Put gum in the
gum in the hair type thing. And I was just like, bro, I can just go get another hat. So I was just like, I'll just let it go around the college, do whatever. I don't really care.
So wait, let me get this straight. I go to San Diego and I got my hat snatched at a fraternity. We go to North Carolina and you get your hat snatched this time.
Yeah.
People are just going to fuck with you girl. Guys. Here's a question for you. You guys are both single. So like, can you even actually... like meet and hook up with girls is it too crazy? Like, it almost seems like you can't even like when these events. In your face.
They would post it everywhere.
We were fully there for business, and also Josh and I had like a room together, and the beds were like really close. So I don't even think we would have had a scenario where we're like, all right, come on.
Can I ask why do you guys share a room?
Well, it's kind of just like. You have like that person you just spent a lot of time with and you just like miss being in the same bedroom.
Any team got us these shitty rooms and they were like right next
to weren't even that shitty.
They were pretty shitty.
What do you expect to get in like
why you guys North are in Carolina? Chapel
we just
Hill?
Got in Walmart. They could have got us a suite or some shit.
I would think you guys would have your own room. That's just me. Riley visits Bryce? Is this one of the...
Actually, Riley visits Josh.
Mm.
So I'm from North Carolina, and the number one question I'm getting asked right now is, are you going to see Bryce? Because he's in North Carolina, too, right now. No. You guys really think that just because he's in the same state as I am, that I'm going to drive myself over to...
Hey, she did drive all the way over.
Yeah.
There she is. She did drive. She drove all the way. To
see how excited
guys.
I am?
It's not bad.
Dude,
TikTok.
You were so hype in that TikTok.
I know, man. I had to chill out. I had too many energies, I think.
This is the girl that you're supposedly sort of dating or fucking or something, right, Bryce?
Straight to the point right there.
Yeah, like, you literally have...
Well, that's what I've seen it on
dating
this sheet.
Dating or fucking.
Well, I don't know that they're dating.
It's like, you guys are either dating or just having fucking nasty sex. Yeah, no, that is the girl that everyone thought I was doing that stuff with. But no, she was in North Carolina. She was like 2 hours away. She actually hits up Josh saying like, oh, you guys are in North Carolina. And then, yeah, we all met
I was
up.
Like, hey, come down.
So she knew you guys were together. Hit you up, Josh, not Bryce. But
well, I've known Riley for like a.
Well, that's also like maybe an end around, like whatever. I save a little dignity.
Maybe she was trying to get after Josh.
I don't know. To me, from outsider, I don't know what your take on it would be. That's just a way to hang out with Bryce without having.
Yeah, she didn't
want
to seem like crazy. Yeah, right. A little girl thing, but I don't know the real relationship.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
All right. We started talking about this before, Josh, the fight, the Woodley Paul fight. What did you think, Josh? You said you thought it was a good fight?
So I thought Jake impressed me. I'm gonna be honest. I didn't think he was gonna be. I didn't think his cardio was gonna be as great. I didn't think he was gonna be able to go as many rounds. I thought that if it was going past four rounds, I thought Woodley would have it pretty easily. I thought someone that's doing 5 minute rounds, like using obviously, I would say a lot more energy for MMA than you do for boxing. I mean, I'm not a pro at this shit, so. I don't know. I thought Paul did well. I thought he impressed me. I was kind of surprised that he went and ended it with saying, like, he's not going to fight again for a while.
He's definitely fucking fighting again, but...
Like, I can't believe that at all.
He's getting monster paydays.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's raking in bank. He's just smart. I thought that he just had a better fight than Tyron, I thought. I thought that Woodley just kind of chilled out. I think he could.
When Jake got rocked by that one overhand right by Woodley.
Oh my God.
Everyone in our, because we were all watching it together, we all get up and we're like,
we thought it was over.
Is this going to end like this?
Yeah.
I kind of thought it was over at that point too. My take on it, I've said it. I think both guys won. I mean, you got to remember, Woodley's like 40 something years old, had never boxed. He's lost his last four. I thought he put the pressure on Jake most of the fight. And I was surprised that they just didn't stop and kind of swing and really get like major scraps. There's a lot of stalking. But Jake's 4-0, and every time he wins, he's getting a big payday. But I thought Woodley came out of it pretty good too. They'll probably fight again, would be my guess.
You think they're actually going to
fight again? Really,
I think they will. It depends who else you're going to get. It's like he's got to keep fighting and finding opponents. Speaking of,
I just feel like it doesn't add to the excitement of the story. Dave, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the part of the story is having him go up against the next guy, the next guy, the next guy, and who's better than the last guy he just fought. If he goes up against Woodley again, it's like he's not necessarily proving anything different.
Yeah, I guess there's enough people, I think, who think Woodley won the fight. So it's like...
Woodley definitely wants that payday. Like, again. 100%.
Oh, 100%.
He did get that one crazy overhand hit, but like other than that, Jake won most of the rounds.
Yeah, he pointed.
Like it was a very clear victory.
And speaking of the fight game, I saw you with Marty Mush out in LA talking, and you were talking about, I guess, do you have like issues with QCP, the guy who fought Nahr?
Like, no, I don't have issues with him. I just thought it was
not QCP. Excuse me,
Deji.
No,
Supreme
not,
Patty.
Supreme
Patty.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Supreme Patty?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't have issues. He's mad because his girl was in my DMs, like, trying to hang out with me.
Oh, that's issues. Cases. I think that qualifies as issues.
On Supreme Patty's
terms. Well, I have
terms.
Zero
yeah.
issue.
Yeah.
I have zero issue. That's not even in my, like, radar, you know? Like, that's right. not even...
Like, I are you, like, are you just trying to, like, are you just, like, big dicking him right now? Is this what's going on?
I mean, he does...
Is it his current like, girlfriend?
He has the shrimp gang thing. Like, he's a... I don't know. What were you saying about his girlfriend?
Is it his current girlfriend?
I don't know if they're dating anymore, but that's... Because he talked shit about me so much in the past, and I've never gave him attention. Like, I saw that he called me out after he had that shitty victory on Rough and Rowdy. Like, how do you think that you're good when the guy that you fought had 2 weeks in advance to know that you're fighting, you didn't knock him out, and you gassed in 1 minute rounds, and then you have the balls to call me? Yeah.
I will say it's hard to knock a guy who's sprinting away, and I like Dan, but he's like, I didn't even have time to train. He's like 2 weeks more time. Would you ever fight again? Now, you didn't get paid, right? Nobody got paid.
That's what I kept making jokes about with Marty. I was like, hey, I'll fight on Rough and Rowdy just so I can get paid.
But here's the thing, like, and I don't know if you'd ever have actual interest in fighting. Like, the way we set it up, theoretically, if we got the right match, you could make a shit ton. Like, Jose Canseco made $1 million in, like, 5 seconds. He just fell down. Like, he didn't even...
You think Bryce is making more than Jose? Fight.
But we set it up with the headliner where we just give a direct cut of the pay-per-view, but our pay-per-view is, like, real. It's not fucked up. Like...
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you want to fight, would you fight? Do you like fighting? Did you enjoy it? I know you got your ass kicked.
I mean,
but.
Dude, the first time I did it was the Austin fight. Austin was the way better boxer than me. You can't like lie there. And then I got nervous in front of that many people. I folded under pressure. And then there's a lot of different factors that were getting into my head, like the ref hating me for no reason. I know a lot of rules about boxing, and nothing was being followed in that fight.
Well, I watched that fight, and this is I mean, you guys could have fought 100 times. He's just the better boxer. Yeah, which, yeah, right, that right. happens. But and I don't know. As I look at it, my general philosophy in boxing is like once somebody loses, it kind of loses the luster a little bit. That's generally how boxing works. You go. That's like Jake Paul keeps going. If he loses, like, do you want to see him again? You, I can't tell because you're such a lightning rod. So I think if you found like the right person, you could make a shit ton of money.
I think it's kind of opposite with Bryce. I feel like people want to see him fight again more now.
It's got to be a real opponent.
It's got to be a great opponent. Great opponent.
Somebody that you truly don't like and they don't like you and it's even and you'd make millions.
Yeah, I just don't know. I, like, don't have beef with anybody. That Supreme Patty, I would obviously be selling, like, all the tickets for that.
Right. But that
and
would be
I would honestly, whoever I do find that's actually, like I'm actually down to fight, I could bar Supreme Patty just as promo and drop the kid because that would just be funny.
Yeah. No, that's easy.
I actually didn't think Supreme Patty was horrible. It was hard to tell because he just fought a guy who was running away. But he looked like he knew what he was doing.
Nothing impressive. There was not one thing where I would even...
So how much money, real number, would it be like for you to be like, yeah, I'll fight him? Like, what's your number? Do you have... Yeah.
Supreme Patty? How much did he get paid?
He was into the
quarter mil, right?
No, he didn't get that much, but he was in the six figures.
Yeah, he's posting about like that all everywhere. He's like, yeah, I got quarter mil.
No, I don't think he got that much. I'm not. I'm pretty positive he didn't. I looked at all the numbers, but it was six figures. But he wasn't tied in to the pay per view. The only guy who got a cut of the pay per view was Pac-Man, Pac-Man Jones, who fought in the main big one, and he's like ex-NFLer from West Virginia. Had the helmet on and all that. So we only cut one person in. So, like, when we did Canseco, it was Canseco. That fight was Pac-Man. If you fought, you'd be the only one getting, like, a cut of the
How much do you think he's making, Dave? How much? Like, if you could guess, how much do you think Bryce would make on a fight right now?
The right opponent? I would guess $2 million, $2.5 million, something like that. I'm going based on what Jose made. Jose made over a million.
Jose got a million.
Yeah, he did.
We paid was 2 seconds.
It was somebody who worked for us.
Billy Football.
So it was like not like a nobody, but I mean like it wasn't like someone bringing hella tickets
no,
to the
No, he brought the people in.
Yeah, right. And we paid him out. What's crazy, we did more pay-per-views with that fight than the TikTok one. We did 140.
How many did that get?
140,000 was what Jose got, and 136 was what the TikTokers
got.
Yeah, no, we also got back end on who sold the most tickets, and it was like actually hilarious.
Yeah, so we're good with that. That's why people were actually interested. We like line it up where there's no hanky panky. It's very like we're the same aligned with you. We basically look at it how we set up. We know how much we sell basically with a bunch of nobodies. And then after that, it's like everything else after that, we can attribute to who we got as the headliner, and we just go with that. So,
is there a reason you guys only do 1 minute rounds?
So we started this rough and rowdy thing like before the Pauls were fighting. I remember Jake was in our office, and the rules of amateur boxing were different. And it's like that's how we couldn't do more. And that we've stuck with it. I think for the championship fights, we want more rounds longer. But those were the rules that were given to us in the beginning. And it was very different. We were doing like rednecks in West Virginia who would gas out in 30 seconds.
Yeah, it was like
crack. So we were never like, oh, man, we need more time. It wasn't people going to the gym for months, which we have now. It's like people walking down the street in jeans.
I want to fight on Rough and Rowdy, I want like longer rounds though.
Agreed. We need longer rounds and more. That's what we have to get.
Bryce versus Blake.
Ooh, that would be numbers.
Blake, I love dude. He's a teddy bear.
I also think he's that like it's like it's not nice that kid. Much beef to be fighting in a ring necessarily. Like you
I don't think I don't think I would
out.
Fight any of the soy boys.
Yeah.
What about and this is way before I was always wondering. I thought the way you handled the lost Oz McBroom was one of your more savvy moves. You didn't cry about it for a second. You were kind of back in the clubs, like, making fun of it. Were you surprised at what happened, or were you like, man, I could be in deep here?
surprised about the loss.
Yeah, because it wasn't just like he how good, I guess, compared to you he was.
No, genuinely I was. If you actually rewatch the fight too, you see the look on my face when I like start boxing. Because I'm like, when I was training, I was dropping my opponents, and they were skilled opponents. He posted that one video where he was not even dropping, like just beating the shit out of a kid that had no experience. So I was like, okay, like I'm like dropping people that actually boxed for years, and like I have a good team behind me. I have like good support behind me. I get in the ring and I see his stance switch from southpaw to orthodox, and I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, all right, okay. And I'm guarding, and his like jabs would go straight through my guard, and I'm like, I can't even block these. Like, what is going on right now? So my head's just like flying back here, and I'm like, okay, it's getting crazy. Ref hating me on top of that. His skill level was better than mine. And then the audience in Landon just talking so much shit. It's like, yeah, your nose is bleeding, pussy. And I'm like, right. Shit.
It's a unique situation.
There's just so many different factors which is getting
It's a unique
head.
Situation to be in.
If you rewatch the fight, you've seen the first two rounds. Obviously, I got dominated. Third round, where they called it a TKO or whatever, I like start popping them back. Because I realized in the third round, that's when I started getting way more comfortable. I was like, all right, the audience, I don't even care about them anymore. I'm just going to go out there and do my thing. And you see, like, I'm slipping more in the third round. I'm getting way more comfortable. I'm popping them. And then you got that one combination where it was just like five hits and the ref was trying to split it, but he was still hitting me. And then he throws me on the ground. They called it a TKO. And I was like, what? That was not a TKO. There was not one moment in the fight either where I was like dazed or even like.
No, you ate him pretty good.
You had a nice jaw for sure.
Your face was SpaghettiOs, but it looked like you were still like together.
Well, yeah, no, there was never one moment where I was like stumbling or even thinking I was in danger. Yeah. So that every time the guy would give me a count, I'd be like, dude, I'm fine. I don't know what you're.
Well, your face was fucked.
The blood.
So
for sure.
I bleed from my nose. That's like a very normal thing for me. Every time I get popped in the face, even when I was sparring, like every time I would get jabbed, my nose would just start gushing.
Yeah.
That's just like how my nose is. Some people have like really bad bleeds.
Yeah. I have a big nose. Same. I actually said about Jake. So yeah, maybe we look into it. Maybe we find the opponent for you. I don't know what your number is, but I would be pretty confident that we could.
I was saying 3 million in my head.
Like, I think we could do like a 2 million guarantee and then like cut you in after that. Like, I'd be comfortable like, no, we'll do those. And then if it goes above, like, I think we could do that if we got the right opponent.
If we find the right opponent, 100% down.
All right.
Ooh, a little Bryce all rough and rowdy action.
Right?
All right.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Bree, speaking of people going to frats, going nuts, were at Penn State.
I was.
Chase down, we got videos of you out at the bars.
I saw those videos, too.
Bree gives a speech at Penn State.
I don't like listening to myself. We could just do one. It's like the white girls walking
down. Bree getting mob low-key, bro. Yeah, this is
all I want. There's waves behind. Do you like this, Bree?
Yeah.
You do, because we were in...
It's fun.
Cleveland, and you like being like in the crowd.
Well, also,
we were
shooting my video, so I kind of needed like good footage for it. So I, at Penn State, I would just go into the frats for like 30 minutes, get my footage, and go because it was kind of like crazy.
At Cleveland, she's like, Dave, go dance.
I was trying to get
crowd.
Dave
like,
to get
fucking
out for dance.
Your mind.
He was like, I would
That's
never
so
fucking
funny.
Do that. I was like, come on.
Not in a fucking
I've
million
seen, I've
years.
Seen Dave
they
at
would.
Many
they
clubs.
Would if they were out.
Yeah, they would.
Well, come on, get up and dance. Come on, Dave.
I am not. No, not.
I tried. I tried. Because you were in a good mood, though. You were in a really good mood. And I was like,
generally in a good mood. I was just sitting
there.
Let's
get him up.
No chance.
I don't see Dave dancing a lot. I'm going to be honest.
No.
We used to do these huge fucking concert tours. I'm like, blackout tours way back.
I remember.
I remember even the speeches. I remember I didn't know what to say. I was at like UMass, yeah. And I went in front of a huge crowd, and the police was like, you have to tell everybody to disperse or else we're going to arrest you. And I was like, I got on stage. There was like 10,000 people at the Mullen Center, their arena. I'm like, the police tell me that you guys got to go home. We're not going anywhere. I got a free T-shirt. I just held up like a UMass T-shirt. Like, I don't know what the
fuck.
Did they
try to arrest you after?
The Amherst police called me and said if I ever stepped on campus again, I'd be arrested. I haven't been back since.
You pulled a little Jordan Belfort, eh? Just like, I'm not leaving.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I'm not leaving.
When we left, the campus is on fire. Like, literally flames. We stopped doing it. People there,
because you guys were burning down campuses,
literally. It and things morph. It was us, and then after us, we stopped because like we can't monetize it. We can't. No one will rent us buildings because it's too much liability. I'm Schmacked. Kind of came into where we were. Do you remember them?
I knew the. I remember hearing about blackout tours. I don't remember hearing about.
I'm Schmacked.
This party one.
Yep, and then I'd almost say Nelk to a degree sort of has like come in and creating like scenes like that, but
right,
and maybe you guys to a degree, but we used to do these huge events, big talent, and they became so insane. There was no way to do it in a way that anyone wanted anything to do with it.
Yeah, it caused a lot of problems.
Let's see the speech you gave Bree.
I didn't give a speech. I just,
well, it says Bree gave a speech at Penn State.
I was pretty drunk. I don't
so it's a drunk speech.
I hate
still
watching
speech.
My drunk speech.
I don't want to watch.
You know what you said?
I don't.
Holy shit, they got rowdy.
That one was
crazy.
Yeah,
they got rowdy.
Did you hear that kid? He was like, I'm going to steal your hat. Ever since the Bryce one, that's everybody's move.
Yeah, no, dude. Ever since I got my hat snatched, I haven't worn a hat since.
I was going to say you can't anymore.
You guys,
no, I don't wear hats anymore.
That's like we have Paul. If people, a guy who works for me who forever is bald. And I mean, he'll knock out a girl if you take Paul's
I've
hat.
I've never seen Paul
without
his hat.
He's always in good mood. He's always nice. If you go for his hat, he like flips a switch. He's like, because he ages 30 years without his hat. Like his hat, he looks kind of
youngish. It's a different
youngish.
Man. It's a
different
man.
Yeah, then it's
man.
Like, oh, yeah. What? Look at that gross dude.
Hey, Bree, so what? You're going to say like this state party's harder
well,
than
that was
every
the
other
first
state
one. That was
every
the first
time?
One. That was just the first one. No,
yeah,
but
like,
we're
come
ranking
on.
Them. We're ranking them. So like,
dude,
I'm giving
North
them.
North Carolina was kind of rowdy though. Like, I
yeah,
would say that.
West Virginia's next. So I think that might be crazier.
So what do you mean you're ranking them? So if West Virginia is behind Penn State, you're going to get up and be like, you guys
and
are number
like,
two.
No,
yeah,
no,
this
at
is
the
second
we're ranking
best
them.
One.
So it's like giving the schools incentive to be crazier and
got
like
it.
Turn out.
Got it. All
right. Right.
But I don't know. I got to find
this
a new
was
line
the
for
shittiest
the
school. School I've been partying at, but let's still get lit.
I know. I
does
don't know
the winner
say,
get
next.
Like a bonus party?
They do, yeah.
Like maybe like an AA subscription or something?
Yeah. Yeah. Might need one of those.
Penn State or Sings Debris?
What's this? Penn State or Sings Debris?
Serenaded.
Rick and Morty. This is like 4 a.m. She was like, can I sing to you, Rick and Morty? Like, yeah, let's do it.
What were you thinking in that moment? Like,
I was just trying not to laugh.
I wish I was anywhere else.
I was like biting my cheek so I didn't laugh so it would look better.
And then,
like, were they like actually trying to sing to you, or was that clearly just a joke?
Yeah, no, it's a TikTok trend thing. Yeah,
yeah.
I was gonna do it to you,
okay.
Dave, but no.
Okay, so they weren't like, hey, let me actually sing to you, and then you're kind of sitting there like,
yeah,
stop.
What?
Yeah, yeah, just sitting there.
I don't know what this clip will be. That's us rage with Josh without Josh at Two Friends. So yeah, me and Bree. I hadn't heard of Two Friends before, but they were
was just. Them saying that you guys were in Cleveland without Josh.
Oh,
there's not
got
a specific
it.
Clip.
Yeah, that was a lot because her and I were out together. Mm-hmm. So a lot of where's Josh? Where's Josh? Where's Josh?
Yeah.
We should do something once all together. I don't know.
I know. We should.
All right. Bryce relationship updates. There's like 30 different things. Summary from BFF's point of view. Bryce and Addison broke up. We said Bryce was with Josie. Bryce denied he was Josie. Addison was potentially with Jack Harlow when her and Bryce were talking to her again around the time of TikTok versus YouTuber fight. Addison and Bryce are done again. Morgan Cohen rumors. Bryce was seen with Ryan Riley being flirty and kissing. Riley made cryptic posts about relationships after Bryce is seen kissing a girl. Bryce makes out with Josie on her birthday. It appears she stayed the night. Riley visits Bryce in North Carolina.
That's a lot.
Man, is that, good. Really what my, is that really what my like
the timeline?
You went on to the next page for us too.
Yeah, two pages.
A few pages. Uh-huh. That's just like I'm flipping through some pages. Wow. Yeah. So what do you want me to say to that?
I mean, where's I don't know. I to be honest, always when we're on this, you move the needle clearly, but you just seem like you're just fucking a lot of people. But not
whose girlfriend
anybody.
Likes you more?
You're just a single
and
guy.
Girlfriend. Whose girlfriend likes you more, by the way?
What are you talking about?
Oh, this tweet right here that says, I'm sorry that your girlfriends like me more.
All right. Let me give some backstory to that.
Yep.
Everyone totally thought I was talking about Logan Paul.
No.
Well, no, that's like, because you're like making out with Josie.
Really? 10 minutes before that? The tweet.
But like, if you watch my video, I fucking kissed like 25 people in that.
Right, you
she
are
was,
sick.
She was like,
no,
she
you,
was
you
like
fucked,
the
dude. We get it.
What'd you
but
call
the rest
them?
Were guys.
Josh, what'd you call those? Like,
only like 10
make-out
of them
kills?
Okay.
Yeah, what
the
is
M-case?
Up with
case?
What is up
the
with
M case?
Yeah, M case.
MK.
Yeah, so the M case.
You're saying that wasn't to Logan?
Oh, no, that wasn't.
Just in general.
Are you lying, though?
No, Josh, did I actually tell you in North Carolina what that tweet was actually about?
No, I don't think so.
What was it about?
What was it actually about?
The actual reason would be more messy than the Logan, like, reason.
Well, now
okay,
we're just...
Oh, my God.
Use code names. You can use code names. Maybe we'll figure it out.
Very vague response. You do some slimy shit to me, I'll fuck your girlfriend, you know?
Blake Gray. What's the Blake Gray situation?
No.
Whoa,
he has a,
no,
he has a, he has
no,
a
no, no, no,
it's not. I don't think it is.
Who else did slimy
definitely
shit to
not
you?
It.
Who else did slimy shit to you?
Logan?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying. Like,
well, he's it, saying it's not
be,
Logan.
It could be like as simple as like, yo, shoes suck. That's slimy.
What?
Don't say anything to Bryce for hell. Fuck your
yeah,
girlfriend.
Just no one speak to this guy.
You
really
had issues.
Guy
did you have
up.
Issues with Mike, Logan's partner?
No. Oh, wait.
Mike Malak?
Yeah,
you did. Yeah, you did.
There was that one Lana video thing or whatever.
Oh, yeah, at Saddle Ranch.
So
we talked about that.
Okay, I'm just going down a list of things I know about. Who else have you had?
I feel like it's something that we will never get.
You're really trying to get this out of me. Right?
That's how we get views 100%. On this shit.
Yeah, it is. Would we know or is it something super under wraps? Like people don't even know about it?
Oh, no, there's not a single... person that knows about it. I thought I told Josh though.
Oh, see, so we wouldn't even guess it. Dave.
So it's just a totally random coincidence that you did this 10 minutes after making out with Josie.
It wasn't 10 minutes. It was like 3 days. 12. 2 days.
Every guy that has like a little bit of beef with Bryce is going to be scared. They're going to be texting their girls.
Yeah.
Like,
hey,
they're all
going to
like be
DMing Bryce?
Texting them up.
Dude.
Yo.
Wait, what, Josh?
I said all the guys are going to be texting their girlfriends just like, hey, do you have like Bryce added on Snapchat by
can you unfollow
can
Bryce?
Unfollow Bryce.
Okay.
No, but I did the I feel like I was about to say something really stupid.
Do you think
I don't know what.
Do you think who you tweeted about that knows it's about them?
Oh yeah.
So
or at least
personal.
Like at least suspects it.
Huh. Josh, you have no insight here?
Yeah,
let me get it like clear though. It wasn't about Logan. Because they're not
I thought I'm yeah. thinking he's like I was just before he said that I was kind of guessing like he's trying to say it's not about Logan but he's lying. That's my assumption, and he's just trying to play it up. But like I he didn't tell me shit about this tweet actually. So
yeah, he's right. I Why did. Would it make sense? It's like Logan and Josie aren't dating.
Yeah, that's been over
yeah,
for a while.
No,
right.
This person, the one that I actually tweeted about, they're dating.
Yeah, see, I believe what he's saying right now.
Me too, and I
and
wish
I'm
I knew.
I'm dying to know who it is.
I know. Damn.
Would we know? Would I know who it is, or is it somebody that wouldn't be on?
Oh no, you know who it is. Everyone knows who it is. But I'm not gonna say the name because that would just cause so much shit.
Blink if it's Jake Paul, Julia Rose.
Imagine. No, it wasn't.
Damn, I have
dude,
no
is
idea.
She actually fucking pregnant?
What?
I didn't hear that.
Is that
she?
News?
He announced that he retired from boxing. And he goes, Julia's pregnant.
Oh, that had to be a fucking joke.
He said that?
That has to be a joke.
No way.
It has to be.
Yeah.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
All right. Addison Rae's new movie was released. She's actually coming on the show next week into the office, which we're excited about. How are you two?
Yeah, tell her I said hey.
Are you two, like, what, where are you guys like?
Well, Bryce was in the movie. He was in a cameo.
What?
Yeah, Bryce did a little cameo in the movie.
You didn't know?
I watched it last night, actually.
Sick line.
I had a crazy line.
Are you guys civil? Are you guys friendly?
We haven't talked, but after the movie came out, I didn't even know that part was actually even going to make it into the movie.
We were talking about it. You were like, I wonder if they're still going to put it in.
Yeah, I know, because it was like after the breakup, obviously. But then I see it. And it was right after we got off the plane, right, Josh?
Yeah, yeah.
It was right after the plane. I'm like, yep, I was in it. And then it was posted everywhere. And then it just, like, exploded that I was in it. And I'm like, dude, my cameo wasn't even that crazy. Are you going to talk about fucking Kourtney Kardashian and all the other people that just randomly cameoed?
Well,
people were probably talking about it because my sick TikTok I made.
Holy shit, you're that actor from He's All That.
Yeah, I am.
Yo, dude, I don't know if this is too much. Could you do that thing? The thing you're known for in the movie.
I'm not gonna do the thing.
Dude, come on, do it. Do it.
Oh.
Oh my god, holy shit.
That TikTok was pretty viral. Like,
yeah,
that you made.
It was super funny.
Genius
too.
Idea.
I'm a genius.
No, we're on, I would say, at least on my end, we're good. I mean, we tweeted at each other. And then she made that funny Instagram post about, like,
tag your ex.
Your ex. And Josh, I'm gonna tell him, Josh.
You can say it.
We were at dinner, and I took like two shots or something like that, so I was already feeling kind of bold. He goes, "Yo, you should tag yourself on that." And I was like, "Dude, I'm not gonna fucking do that. Like, that's gonna cause so much shit." He goes, "Dude, it would be jokes." And I'm like, "You're right. It would be."
Yeah. That way. And she's dating officially now this Omar Fetty, right?
Yeah.
With the red hair.
Yeah, it's pretty
official. I told you. I called it.
When did you call that?
I called it before it was even a rumor.
How? Why?
Because he accidentally posted her on his Instagram story one time. And yeah.
Damn. And he's number one on music charts with Addison on his IG story. That She's All That, number one on Netflix, power couple.
All the comments on that, though, because he did congratulate her, and it was honestly, like, from the bottom of his heart, like, really nice. But he's like, all the comments are like, yo, why is he trying to make it about himself?
I didn't see the thing. He's got the rock star vibe going. At first, when I first saw him, I was like, no fucking way, because I didn't know he was MGK's drummer. But chicks like rock stars and bad boys, apparently. She's all over the map. How do you go with Bryce, though? Omar. Interesting.
No, you should see her boyfriend before me, though.
Who's that?
Boyfriend before me, completely different.
Was that pre-fame?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like a Southern boy?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think so, right?
Like a goody-goody, like very, very Christian boy.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah.
Different lifestyle.
Okay, we got some old Bryce Hall news here. This is like your thing, kissing dudes. Bryce Hall kisses the homies.
Yo, that's your thing, right?
That's not my thing.
I think it's like kind of like your... Like,
well, because it is your thing.
It's been your move. Thing lately.
It's 100% your thing.
It's not my thing. I fucking kiss anyone.
Just out here kissing.
Oh, my God. Look at Portnoy's face. Why'd you do that?
It's your thing. I have no problem with it. It's your thing.
I have no problem with it, too. But you're trying to make it weird.
You're defending it like you got a problem with
it. Yeah, exactly.
No, He's making it weird.
I think all three of us, Josh, Bree, and myself, can say it's your thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, every week there's a new person you're kissing.
Here, on this end, on this side of the spectrum, I'm going to say that like I have to disagree with that statement.
Okay. Oh, really?
Okay.
Wow. Well, that means shit.
I mean, let's play the video. We'll see if it's
Let's not play the video. Yeah. Let's talk about how Josh kisses dudes.
Does Josh do behind the scenes?
Let's play this video.
Yeah. We haven't seen those.
Just run the video.
Yeah, that's a long chain.
I'm not gonna lie, that's pretty fucking funny. That's all from my birthday. Like the birthday kiss.
We actually saw the montage. We watched it.
That's why I think it's a thing. Like every week it's like Bryce Hall kissing more dudes. I could care less, dude. But I would say it's your thing.
What would you do, Dave, if Bryce asked you to be in his kissing montage?
Well, he like kisses on the lips, right?
Yeah, he does.
No, I'd probably pass.
Okay.
I'd be like, thanks for the offer. I'm one of those guys that I like to be able to say no to. I like people inviting me to a wedding, even if I'm going to say no. Just I like the ability to say no. So I would probably pass. Thank you for the offer, but I'll pass. What's this news outlet's reacting to what?
No, that was that video we watched of them reacting to Bryce kissing.
Got it. Yeah, and here we go. I'm on the next page. Harry Josie and Bryce Hall kissing. I mean, it's a thing.
It was a thing for like a while. I don't know if you're still doing it.
These are all old videos. We've already watched them, so I don't know that we have to actually like.
Yeah, I don't think we need to watch them again.
They're there for reference.
You know what was so crazy? We were doing that shit fucking when Sway was first blown up, but now it's just way more amplified. So I can't even make jokes about anything anymore.
We used to make like that Aiden Ross type joke content on TikTok. It was kind of the same exact thing he's doing now, and he's blowing up, and people don't see it the same.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
I'm just gonna kiss everyone's girlfriends now. That's like
that'll go.
That's gonna be the new thing.
We'll talk about that next week on BFFs. We got a game word association.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's
run the game.
Let's run the game.
So basically, you guys just say the first thing that comes to your head when you see
like
the picture.
A roach blot or whatever that thing's called.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rogue Spot. Right.
So first word associated with the picture.
Views.
That's
I'm just like that's their thing because we just talked about it.
It's like I try to defend myself and then shit like that pops up. so first word you said that goose comes to my.
Yep.
Yeah.
Softish.
That's way too long.
You guys look way younger there.
Yep.
No, and that was only a year and a half ago.
Yeah, you guys crazy. Look sleep deprived.
Crazy.
We were sleep deprived. We were so unhealthy. It was
sleep
brutal.
Deprived, starving, sharing a burger.
Oh.
Yeah, that's all the food we had for a week.
I bet they don't even know what this is.
Sports.
Rich.
Jail.
Versatile athlete.
Hobo was first thing.
Jail. Yeah, that's when I went to jail for like.
Wait, that was a mugshot? That's a mugshot?
That's my mugshot, yeah.
That's the sickest mugshot.
My mugshot's pretty hard too, though.
That was jail for protesting Tom Brady getting suspended. We like handcuffed ourselves outside of NFL headquarters and went to jail.
Mine was just for
Yeah, mine was generally not like actual.
It's been your Twitter picture. Well, it's the Statue of Liberty.
No, that's your profile picture everywhere.
No, right? It used to be. It's now an employee of ours left to go work at the Statue of Liberty. So like I have a grudge against, I mean, excuse me,
Empire State
went to
Building.
Work for the Empire State Building, which is crazy. Like he chose to go work for cement. So my Avi is the Statue of Liberty right now.
Fair.
The fuck?
Savage.
STDs.
Yeah, I was going to say dirty.
Crazy.
Dude, I don't want to hear shit from you, Josh.
Were you there, Josh, for this?
Nah.
No.
He went to J-Rod's birthday, but didn't come to my birthday.
Who's J-Rod?
My videographer editor.
Videographer.
Why didn't you go to Josh? Like, why didn't you go to Bryce?
They were back to back, bro.
It's like literally his day. His birthday's the day before mine.
I could almost thought of Noah Beck because didn't he get in like trouble with strippers?
Oh, the Dixie
because of
video.
You?
Yeah, but they were both because of that guy that's sitting down right there.
That's why it made me think of that.
Look at my face in that photo.
Yeah, he's got like
lights
light.
On. Nobody's home.
Where these strippers come from? Yikes.
Like, Josie took these photos on a film camera and then sent me them a few days later after that. And I was like, I don't even really remember. Like, why is my face like that?
I think you're not even, I think you're just looking up. I don't even think you're looking at them.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Maybe
it's almost like, that. It's almost like I'm being like,
I want no, touching them. I want no part of this. I'm here. I brought them.
BFFs.
Who's the kid on the left?
Quentin.
I don't know if I've ever met him.
No, I don't think he would have either.
Dude, what a squad pick.
Bro, we
are these the original Sway Boys?
Really douchebags.
Yeah, this is just douchebags.
Douchebags.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was saying. It really looks like just that group of guys you always try
you wanna
to
avoid.
Yeah, we look like a middle school football team.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good shape, though.
Oh, yeah.
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 I worked out on that fucking thing. All right.
We should have cropped you into
looks
that.
Like I got, it looks like I literally had Mr. Noodles on my head. Bro.
I mean, now I know who he is, so I'm going to be like Rockstar before.
Elmo.
Okay. Yeah.
Bryce?
Okay. Dude, this is not offensive. Like, it's just like Wendy's.
Yeah, like, yeah. I said Elmo. It's just like the red. What it brings.
No, it's the red. It's literally the red. That's why that's the first word.
This isn't offensive. It's just like he looks like, I don't know, like the logo of a little girl.
I mean, that may have been like his most brilliant comment, Bryce. Because
no, it's like
it actually. You can certainly argue it's not offensive because of the Wendy's,
no, for sure.
But it felt offensive.
Oh yeah,
it's like you saying this is like word. Application.
Yeah,
right?
No, that's why.
We're saying first word, that's like the first thing.
It's a brilliant answer.
The editors are going to cut out the this is an offensive part and it's just going to say Wendy's.
Wendy's, yeah.
All right.
Last one.
Oh, who are those guys?
Oh,
what
a, NFT. That's what I think.
What, a 4-year-old draw that?
Oh. Wait, is that when supposed to be you, Jay?
Wait a minute. Is this me and Josh?
So jacked.
This is supposed to be us three.
Yeah, this is us three. I'm definitely the guy with the hat on, for sure.
Yours is the best. That's just not Dave,
though. Why is Josh's arm around you?
Yeah, what's going on?
Who made this?
Me and Brianna just tight like that.
That just simply doesn't look like
you. Are you insinuating something in this photo?
Yeah, yeah, Josh, right? And Bri.
Yeah. Are we announcing something?
The drawings have absolutely nothing to do with what any of us look like, which I kind of respect.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
It kind of looks like Dave's the dad and
it
Josh
looks like
is
Fairly
bringing
Odd Parents.
I look jacked.
Yeah.
I actually look like exactly like Timmy Turner from Fairly Odd Parents.
Yes, I think that's the style they were going for.
All right.
That's sick.
All right, so
I'm really eyeing you guys down, too. Like, I'm really giving that side look to the extreme. I love that picture. Send that to me, please.
Profile photo.
I don't know where they got that from. Weird.
I'm putting that up on my wall.
I think that's everything. Last thing, we got our merch drop tomorrow. Josh, you're wearing it right now, the new BFF hoodie. What are we, 8 p.m. tomorrow?
Thursday, because the episode drops.
Did Bryce just fart?
That was not me.
Bryce did.
Right
just,
on
I heard
camera.
That too.
This is what I'm talking about, bro. This is why
it's nobody
in everyone
here
was tired
because
of
we
he
would
just
have
lifted
heard it
up and ripped ass. And then
everyone was tired of it.
Nobody saw.
Yeah, no, that's 100%. So that's a good promo. Like, we can do that. Like, the always classy guest, Bryce Hall. But BFFs, so Thursday. At noon, the hoodie he's wearing, Josh, is fire. We've had it for a while, so that'll be our drop, limited edition. Yep.
You say at noon?
No, 8 p.m. I said noon. I meant 8 p.m.
8 p.m. Thursday, new hoodie. Be ready.
Get it. It's my mom's favorite one, so she's going to try to buy every pair before they are sold out. So get them quick.
I
my
love
mom's going to go crazy.
Once it's gone forever.
Thank you, Bryce, for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
If you want to fight,
maybe
let
cut
me know.
That fart out.
No, that's leading.
That's the promo.
Yeah,
that's leading.
Don't do that. That's such a Bryce fucking Hall move. Yeah. Maybe cut it out. You farted because you knew we were going to fucking use it.
Yeah, you wanted in there, bro.
No fucking farts on camera like that. Hey, cut that out. Bullshit. You were giving us gold. Thank you. All right, we'll talk to you later.
All right, peace.